Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a sign of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we hear in the world something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number 9, lies, feline, with a death wish. Right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Earlier today, we had a test of friendship, not Sean and I, but for people who listen to John and Lance, they know about Melissa. She works down the hall, Power 105.3, I think that's the official name. At a radio station, food gets brought in. It just happens. Occasionally. Probably doesn't happen as often as radio people would like, but it happens, and we are a small company, so when food gets brought in, particularly at that time of the day, everyone can eat. There's not enough people here that someone's going to get left out. So Melissa has been able to partake in food that's been brought in by our lovely clients from time to time. And it was a real test because it had never happened on the opposite end before. The people down the hall got tamales brought. And certainly Taqueria Rondas brings tamales because of Lance, to the morning show. Well, it was a different company, so I won't mention them by name. No free ads. Mostly because I don't remember what the name of the company is. But, so my test was, it wasn't a test I actually put Melissa to, but I was thinking in my head, if she doesn't bring food down to us, what does that say about the friendship? Because you would assume if she gets to eat when we have food, then she would reciprocate. And you know what? Melissa's solid. She brought tamales down. In fact, she brought seconds down, thinking we might want more. I think Lance took seconds because he's Lance. One was enough. In fact, I haven't even finished it yet because, you know, there's work to be done. Sean, we didn't really have a friendship test. We spent like 2 nights together in a bought and paid for hotel room by the company during the freeze.
Yes.
It wasn't a real test. I said, we did think and go, you know what, how are we going to eat today? Because a lot of places are closed. So Central Market was a saving grace at first opportunity because they were open in the middle of the day. I went down there, got myself a sandwich, brought you back a sandwich as well.
Yes.
We both bought drinks without being asked and put them in the fridge. So I think if we were doing the friendship test, we would have passed.
Yeah.
Is there anyone here, do you think, who wouldn't pass the test? If you had, let's just say I don't exist, which some people would hope was a thing. But let's just say I am not in a position where I'm doing the morning shift with you, or so I'm not staying in the nice hotel across the street. Whether it be producer or other host, is there someone who you would suspect would not have passed that test? Not that they're a bad person, but they wouldn't have thought to, you know, hey, even mention they're going to Central Market or buy drinks because they know you're at work and you may not have access to drinks. By drinks, I mean sodas and waters. When you got back to our comfy home for those two nights? Is there anyone you think wouldn't have even thought, wouldn't even show me the foresight to go, you know what, Sean may want something to drink when he gets here?
I don't know. I think they all would. So what it is? So it's the morning show. I think they would have passed. And I have a theory as to why. But it also is it's the same theory as the afternoon show. Why I think they would pass is that they're all fathers. I think it's a very dad thing to be like, it's already a natural, like, hey, I'm getting everybody food.
I would buy that.
So I think they would all pass kind of by default. So but I think they would pass.
You don't think they would just assume you're a grown man, you can find your own way? They would, okay. I think the first thing is they would never stay in the room. But let's just say they were forced to because they weren't.
Granado and I having to.
I can't.
Granado being like, oh, all right.
I can't. I think, well, the situation is he lives close enough that it wasn't going to be dangerous for him to drive in the morning mm-hmm. in ice conditions.
And he was in.
But he wasn't here LA. Anyway, so it wouldn't matter. Okay, I buy that. The afternoon show, you buy it as well.
Yeah. I think the same logic applies.
But now it's not the same because Joe no longer is on the show, but Joe's a father. So you think he passes, or is he young enough and close enough in age to you where he's like, I ain't getting Sean a drink. I ain't getting Sean any food. He can do that himself.
No, he would ask. Because I've gone to Lake Charles with him for those remotes, and he normally he'll rope me into, or, you know, keep me in mind when he's doing stuff.
Okay. It's okay. The last one is... I've proven it as not a father, I would do it.
Yeah.
So the last person is on the table is Paul. Brian's a father too, right? So you're assuming Brian would do it too.
Yeah, but Brian's the least likely.
Of everybody?
Of the fathers.
Oh, of the fathers.
I mean, maybe of everybody.
So
this is another one where Paul and I have done remotes, like, you know, travel for remotes before. We went to Las Vegas when we had that one. Going Circa, and yeah, it was the same thing where I forgot what day it was, but one of the days he got me food. I think on Saturday. So without I think everyone here would have passed, at least with me.
Maybe
they just like me.
Maybe you are someone who people are willing to look. Everyone's looking to take care of Sean. I think is what we're saying.
Yeah,
everyone's willing and wanting to take care of Sean. Get him a sandwich. Get him a drink. Make sure he's straight.
Yeah. I'm very hungry right now, by the way.
If
anyone wants to get on that.
Sam, what are you up to?
I don't know. If Joe's listening right now.
Hey, you want to bring me some food? Mm. Besides texting me about what you want for the social video, Sean's hungry. You already brought him some water. It's his water, but still. Would a snack from the vending machine suffice? Or do they actually have to leave the building?
I think you have to leave.
Go down to the conservatory?
Conservatory is okay.
Okay. It's just okay.
Yeah. I think it needs to be more inconvenient than that for a true test of friendship.
Hey, you got to get in your car.
I think
walk across the street. No, you don't even like that place across the street, the burger place across the street. So
I don't.
So even
no free ads.
No. So we won't mention it. Even though it wasn't going to be an ad. It was going to be an insult.
Not liking it.
Yeah. A drive to Chipotle at least.
That'll do.
Okay.
That'll do.
Sam! Sean's hungry. What are you up to right now? You're probably editing something. You actually have real work to do. Sean will be fine. But if you're looking to help Sean out, let us know. Because everyone here apparently would. I just found it interesting. You just never know about people. And Melissa passed because she's very, very nice.
I don't think Michael Carroll would.
Come on.
I just wanted to have someone that I...
He's the most likely, I
I'm
think,
disappointed
for me,
in myself
least.
That I can't think of someone who wouldn't.
I think we have pretty good people here. I think that's the point. I mean...
Pretty good, yeah.
I didn't say great. I mean, there are certain standards they wouldn't meet. But in this one, where a guy can't get food because of wintry conditions, I think people would get you your food. I don't think it applies to everyone. I don't think John's getting food for Jeremy.
Yeah, I think for everyone it is different.
It's different. I think you are someone who everyone would get food for. You may be the only one. Like, would everyone get food for everyone else?
Everyone would get food for John.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
There it is. You live like 2 miles away. Why am I helping you out? Go get your own food. You ride your bike here. Ride your bike home. You're that close to the station. Ride your bike home and get some food. But other than that, I wouldn't get food for Lance. I think everyone who doesn't work on the show I work on in the morning, I would get food for.
Okay.
Those two, there's too much history there. No food for them. Too many insults from the past. Sometimes you got to get some get back, and that's how I get my get back.
One non-delivered Central Market sandwich at a time.
I didn't think you wanted anything is how I would think about it. Oh, sorry. I didn't even think of you.
I thought you had plans.
Which might be even more insulting.
Snowy where we can't go anywhere. I thought you had plans.
I thought someone was going to bring you food. You got all those buddies. How come your buddies don't bring you food? Okay. It's kind of a little exercise I wanted to do considering what happened this morning. You never know who your coworkers are. But we do know. Melissa, we'll get you a tamale if you need one. Okay. We'll get back to some Astro stuff when we come back because one of their newest acquisitions, not one of the main ones people are that concerned with, believes he will be better as an Astro than he was as a Rocky. And also, don't ever call Jim Crane cheap. The official numbers on the 2024 spending in Major League Baseball are out. And Jim Crane spent plenty of money last year. I'll tell you where the Astros rank when we come back.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Sean, how do you like the line, I've been a C-level hitter my whole life?
I would request clarification.
That comes from Brendan Rodgers. I've been a C-level hitter my whole life.
No, but like C? Like the letter C?
Sea level, like the water level.
Okay, so that I needed to know that. Oh, okay, because I wanted sea level. You're in the major leagues.
No, I've been a sea.
I hope at one point you're an A.
Sorry, sea level as in elevation. Mm. I've been a sea level hitter my whole life until I got to Coors. I think going there maybe once a year instead of playing 80 games. I think it's going to benefit me just picking up spin and knowing where my swing needs to start and where my swing needs to be. Man, didn't the Astros way back have another Colorado hitter come to town? Was it Luis Castilla? I don't know how it came about, but some old clip of the Astros back in the late 90s, early 2000s popped up of their lineup, and I think they had a Colorado hitter who certainly did just fine as an Astro. Now, that was during the steroid era. I'm not saying that guy had it, but I can't remember his last name. Brendan Rodgers believes that now that he gets to play at a normal elevation, he'll be fine. Because the splits when he was a non-Astro, or excuse me, when he was not in Coors Field as a Rocky, not great. And that kind of concerns you that even as an average hitter, it was only brought about by playing at Coors Field. Why can't I remember this name? It's not Galarraga. I don't remember who it was. Certainly it wasn't Larry Walker. Someone maybe will know. But do I buy it? Not really. But he does have thoughts about it. He thinks that, hey, I'm at a normal elevation, so my hitting will improve. So be it, man. He's not going to be counted on very much, but it's a guy who's likely going to make the opening day roster. So
you don't often hear the, like, actually Coors Field is bad for my hitting.
Yes.
For a guy who, by the way, hit way better at Coors Field.
Vinny Castillo is the name. Vinny Castillo played for the Astros and made his name playing for the Rockies. Yeah, you don't often hear, look, it warped the way I did things. So now that I don't have to deal with that anymore, I'm going to be better. We'll see. Coors Field's like, F me? What do you say F me for?
Yeah.
What? My fault? Look at look at your numbers here and look at your numbers other places. You think I'm the problem?
Yeah, because when you say I've been a C-level hitter my whole life and you're Brendan Rodgers, I think...
You meant he's just an average hitter?
C-minus.
Hey, don't overestimate yourself, Brendan Rodgers. You're a C-minus hitter. No. The man is just simply telling you, elevation effect to me. Yeah, he's been with the Rockies his entire career, now in Astro, and he thinks things will improve. Because those road splits are nasty. Particularly last year. They weren't great.
No, but it's because he was playing at Coors.
That's right.
Could pick up the spin.
I mean, I feel like Larry Walker was a much better hitter in Coors because everyone was, but I feel like he didn't have as bad as a time in other spots on the road.
Yeah. As Todd Rogers also figured it out.
Yeah, well, we will see if Brendan Rodgers just needs to get away from awful Coors Field and that thin air.
And that big outfield.
Yeah, we'll see. Getting away from all those advantageous situations will make him a better player. Who knows how many at-bats he'll get anyway to test out his theory.
Yeah, he's the guy where it's like I can see him being in the mix all season long, like kind of being on the team, or I can see him not making the roster out of camp.
Yeah. And
either one is like equally as likely.
If he doesn't make it, Coors Field is like, well, well, well. Oh, Palm, West Palm. Oh, look at that. Not so beneficial. Yeah. Very much at sea level, Brendan. Look how that worked out for you.
How beneficial Sugarland for you, right?
Yeah, they won't send him to Corpus. But, well, it might be. Didn't we talk about that league and all the high elevation? Oh, man.
That's like Albuquerque.
Don't send me the PCL because the elevations are much like Coors Field, and it's going to warp my swing. Hey, just
It'll be so easy to hit in El Paso.
Just hit the baseball, man. Okay. Just hit the baseball. Hopefully he does well because he's an Astro. Just hit the baseball. Blaming Coors Field, sea level hitter, and the problem is Sean actually thought you meant sea as in grade, as opposed to elevation.
I've been a sea level hitter my whole life.
That's a weird flex, Brendan. But thanks.
Yeah, you're drafted like top five in the MLB draft.
Yeah, but Colorado's the problem. Perhaps I would say, if you believe that Colorado was an issue, you would hit better in Colorado then because, you know, he's a fine hitter. It's just Colorado warped the way he played outside of Colorado. Wouldn't you have been a monster in Coors Field then? Wouldn't he have been?
No. Well, yes, because basically what he's saying is that playing at Coors is like playing on like rookie mode. And then when you go anywhere else, it's like, okay, this is what real baseball is.
So wouldn't you have really dominated rookie mode then?
But he's not used to the elevation. He's a sea level hitter. His whole life.
But he was there since 19. Wouldn't you have figured it out by now?
But then you play heifer games on the road, Dell. So back at sea level,
he became a full major leaguer in 2021. I would like four seasons. You think he would have figured out both scenarios where he could dominate at Coors Field and then adjust?
No, being a Rocky is tough, Dell. Being a Rocky hitter is very tough.
Maybe this is a thing for Rocky hitters. They all talk about it. I have never heard anyone attribute their road splits to, man, playing at Coors is so tough. It just affects everything I do.
That would be hilarious if we could find out that. But if the conclusion was actually playing at Coors is like bad for hitters. No, even though all their numbers are way better, it's actually bad for them.
How long do you think it'll take for him to adjust? He's not going to get a lot of at-bats to adjust, well, I would think.
He's in West Palm Beach right now, to figure sea it level.
Out. Is Houston a higher elevation than West Palm? Because
I'm on that.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, is it just the Colorado elevation that's too big of a problem, or anything above sea level will cause him issues? Well, it floods here, so maybe it's a perfect place for him.
West Palm Beach, the elevation is 13 feet.
Above sea level.
Yes. I had to double check, make sure it wasn't 13 inches.
That'd be a weird measurement.
And then Houston, this is tough. This is tough for old Brendan Rodgers. 79.
Ooh. Hopefully the gap between the two, once he figures it out in West Palm, doesn't screw him up when he comes here.
Oh, wait. The highest. Oh, see, it's such a big city. I need to get more in depth.
Yeah, because John Granada will tell you the highest elevations are at Wildcat. So we got to find out Minute Maid's elevation.
So that must be within city limits. The largest is 90 feet.
Okay. Well, either way, Minute Maid, sorry, Daikin Park. Apologies to Daikin. Let's get to Eric here before we wrap it up. Sean, we'll do the research during the break. We'll see if
I've been seeing a lot of different numbers.
We'll figure out if the difference between the two locations will affect Brendan Rodgers once he makes it to town. Eric, what's up?
Hey, Bill. How do you think the Houston Sabercats are going to do this year? And are you going to go see 1917 and Toxic Avenger? And do you prefer thick Asian girls or thick Latinas? I'll hang up and listen.
Is 1917 a new movie? Didn't that come out 2019? What's he talking about 1917? Am I going to go see it? That movie's been out a long time. Unless he's talking about a different movie.
That was a good movie.
I have not seen it. But if you mean by going home and seeing it, maybe. At some point.
You're missing out on the experience.
It's on Netflix right now. I think the whole point was to see it in theaters, and I've missed out on that. Is it being re-released? Maybe that's what he means. Toxic Avenger, you've already asked about it. Yes, I will watch it when it comes out. I don't think it'll come out in theaters. It feels like one of those things that winds up on a streaming service at this point. Good Rotten Tomato score, if that means anything. I don't know how the Sabercats are going to do. I am willing to admit I don't have an answer, a real answer for that. I hope they do well. They're a Houston team. We've had the Sabercats up here in the past. In fact, I have like two jerseys for them and some picture that Art always likes to post of me smirking in disdain, not at the Sabercats jersey, but the fact that I'm standing next to John and Lance while taking the picture. That's out there for people, I guess. But I hope they do well. Maybe Eric's calling back to tell me what he means by 1917, because I didn't know that was something I could go do. Sam Mendes directed. There's that is on Netflix, so I can see it at any point right now. My $25 Netflix subscription allows me to now.
It's Mickey 17.
Oh, Mickey 17. Oh, that's the Robert Pattinson movie where he dies over and over again. Yes. He's like a clone or something.
And he called it Mikey 17, and that's why it sounds like 19.
Oh, okay.
the game of telephone.
Eric.
Mickey 17.
It is directed by the guy who did Parasite, I believe.
It is.
Bong Joon-ho?
Bong
Joon-ho. There it is. I was combining names. Bong Joon-ho. Because I respect what he did with Parasite, and I like Robert Pattinson, there's a chance I go see that one in theaters.
Does it help or hurt if I tell you that his voice in this movie sounds like Steve-O's from Jackass?
I've watched the trailer, so I remember that.
Okay.
It doesn't help or hurt. Steve-O's voice didn't bother me so much. It's all the things he did. I didn't care for the Jackass stuff.
What?
So it wasn't my bag.
Wow. This is the test.
A friendship? Well, I guess I failed. It's fine. I mean, I don't have a real strong opinion about it, but it wasn't anything I cared to watch. I didn't care about the weekly show. I didn't care about the movies. It was whatever. There was a time where it was novel, and then, oh, okay, they just hurt each other all the time, which is funny in some ways to hurt your friends. And at some point, I got over it.
Johnny Knoxville almost gets gored by a bull. I mean, what's not to love?
Trust me, I have seen a lot of the bits through clips and trailers of their movies and the promos for the TV show. I've seen them. I feel like it's all the same thing. Oh, look, he stapled his junk to his leg or something. Okay, cool. Cool. I'm glad that Steve-O's recovered. Not from the injuries per se, but from the substance stuff. He seems like he has adjusted well. Johnny Knoxville, too. Bam Margera, not so much. Not so much. The fact that Bam got a spinoff is where I drew the line. It's like, what? If Steve-O doesn't... Does Steve-O get a spinoff? And Bam got one?
I don't know if he did.
Maybe he was too volatile to get one.
He was in... Yeah. He had other ventures that he was into.
But when they gave Bam a spinoff where we focus on his family, I was like, what are we doing? Okay, enough. I get IP. I get every. Hey, you want to. But the Jackass IP where Bam Margera gets a spinoff? I'm cool. Me and Sean differ. I haven't heard you push back on the Bam Margera spinoff
show.
No,
I'm with you on Viva La Bam.
Viva La Bam.
I forgot what the name
was. So did I. Forgot it was called Viva La Bam. And Bam's still going. Now he's been married several times, but he's got a new wife in the last year, so hopefully it works out for him.
It's on Max.
I don't know. It was an MTV show. Wouldn't that be now Paramount if it was going to be streaming? I don't see... Viva La Bam's got to be someplace, right?
Five seasons? Only 40 episodes. Okay.
So eight per. You have to pay for it on Amazon, it looks like. Season one is available on Amazon for $1.99. So, not cost prohibitive, but I'm still out. Viva la Bam. He tortured his parents.
He did. That's all I remember. I don't remember a single other thing from this show other than how I felt bad for his dad.
Yeah. His mom didn't fare all that well either, but his dad, he really put him through it. Okay. Thanks, Eric, for the call. Mickey 17, likely will watch. Don't know much about the Sabercats season. Hopefully they do well. And we'll end it there. Okay, we got a couple more segments to go. I'll do the astral spending thing when we come back. Jim Crane spends a lot. We'll tell you where he ranks. And does it correlate to winning? You can guess that, yes, it does. We'll give you the top five, and we'll get into something else regarding last year and how it affects this year. The teams most likely to miss the playoffs, who made the playoffs last year. We'll tell you where the Astros ranked there. We'll get to that when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Tough run for Bam Margera. We didn't think too highly of his show. And now he's been removed from Tony Hawk's new pro skater that's coming out.
Really?
Tough beat for Bam Margera.
That is tough.
Don't know the reason why, other than, you know, he's Bam and he's had a tough run recently, or the last 20 years or so, but not going to be in it. I didn't play Tony Hawk Pro Skater as a kid, but I know its impact. People love that game. And then that's coming out, Pro Skater 3 and 4, and Bam, not going to be in it. Skating had his run. Like, when you actually knew some of those guys' names, partly because of Tony Hawk, the X Games, but at this point, could I name a pro skater? Not named Tony Hawk? Paul Rodriguez's kid, the comedian. I forgot his name. He's not a kid anymore. Him. It's Nyjah Houston, I think.
Yeah.
But other than that,
nah,
I got no more. Got no more. But if you play the game.
Is Ryan Sheckler still around?
Another one who got a reality show, right? on MTV. Well, that's how I learned about hockey, like by playing the game. You asked me before 94 if I could name a hockey player. No, NHL 94 comes out. All of a sudden, I know who Jari Kurri is and Timi Solani. It was pretty much Wayne Gretzky before then. And maybe a hole. Maybe I knew who Brett Hull was, but other than that, no. So I get it. You want to lean into nostalgia, Tony Hawk? You'll get people to play. That's why I bought CFB 25. That was pure nostalgia. I hadn't played a video game in 15 years. A little less, but still, it's been a long time. That game comes out, go get me a new PS5. And now, after taking a year off to deal with some health concerns, I'm back in it. I come back to UCF, ready, recharged and ready to go.
We don't talk about the suspension that happened.
No.
The pseudo-suspension.
Pseudo-suspension, which is just some stupid file that got corrupted and kept me from playing for a season.
What happened in that Orlando Applebee's will stay between
hey, don't play
parties involved and OPD.
I prefer the story where my virtual character pulled an Urban Meyer in a bar where some young woman was dancing on him and he got suspended for a year. Hey, I don't know. I don't know how that happened, but I had to go away for a year. Now I'm back.
It's a booster's daughter.
Yeah. Who am I, Lane Kiffin?
Ed Ogeron.
Yeah. I prefer that scenario than a corrupted file kept me from playing all year and now I have to kick the kid off the team to get back to playing. Okay. The Astros. Where do they rank in spending? Well, I'll give you number one. The Mets ranked first. Didn't work out too well for them. They're trading Justin Verlander away. And the Mets are spending, again, Juan Soto, so on and so forth. The Yankees are second. They make the World Series. The Dodgers win the World Series. The Phillies are fourth, and then the Astros come in fifth. So I don't know how many Jim Crane defenders exist outside of the guy whose name, John Granato. There's not a lot of people coming to Jim Crane's defense, but you can't call him cheap. You may not like how he's distributing the money. It'd feel better for a lot of people if he was paying Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa and George Springer, so on and so forth. But he is doling out the cash. He is just doing it in a way that probably bothers some people because the guys they know, the guys they love are out the door. Although I have seen, for the most part, and this comes from people very much on the internet, I can't speak to how the regular fan who just goes a couple games a year and then watches their team on TV feels, but a lot of people have been like, eh, Bregman, F him. Appreciate what you did here, but you're gone now. Beat it. I didn't suspect that would be the feeling, and I still don't believe that's the feeling from the people who go to the ballpark a couple times a year. But for the internet part of the Astros fandom, it's like, whatever. You're a Red Sox now. Get the F out. Some of that might have to do with how long and drawn out it all was. But your team is not poor, and they don't operate that way. They just do it smartly. And hopefully the signings of Paredes and Walker, who, by the way, is going to take some time out and be off for a couple of days at least for oblique soreness. So Christian Walker will be out of the lineup, won't be doing a lot of baseball activities as he tries to recover from oblique soreness. That's how it was put. Not a strain, not inflammation, strictly down the soreness.
Quinn Ewers played through an oblique strain. Kidding me?
Well, Quinn Ewers is playing in games that matter. I don't know if Christian Walker would be available if it was May, but it's March, and do we care if he's battling spring training hitting? What? No, we don't care.
Gotta get sharp for the season.
No, that's for Brendan Rodgers. He has to get that swing back. Acclimate back to hitting at sea level. If this was a starting pitcher, I'd be like, okay, wrap it up. But this is just, he's done. But he got strapped. He got scratched from the lineup for oblique soreness. He did miss more than a month last season with a left oblique injury. I don't know if it's his left or right oblique this time. But maybe a pre-existing condition coming back to haunt him.
They should have failed his physical like the Lakers. With Mark Williams.
Mark Williams?
Yeah. Take a look at his obliques. Ugh.
This felt like...
This guy's obliques are shot. Well, I've never seen this before.
This move was made without much regret. The conspiracy is that the Lakers are like, oh, we gave up way too much. Let's find a way. After second thought, let's find a way to fail Mark Williams. And turns out Jackson Hayes is just fine. You don't need much from that position. Derek Lively became a prominent part of that Mavs run because he could catch lobs and play and block shots. Like Jackson Hayes, if you put both of them in the room, how much difference could there be? You couldn't tell the difference. Like, oh, you got this long-haired, angular, skinny center, and then here's another one who's been around for longer and has never reached the level of success that Lively did in 1 year, but he never got to play with Luka. And now look at him. Jackson Hayes is a functional center now because he's got Luka on his team. Derek Lively, a Luka merchant, yet to be seen. But so far, I would lean that was more about Luka than it was about Derek Lively. And now Jackson Hayes, Texas great, is benefiting.
Yeah. Turns out being 6'10", playing with Luka Doncic and LeBron James is very
helpful. Well, it didn't work out that much when it was just LeBron.
No, but playing with them both.
Yes, now that he has both of them on the roster, he's thriving. And the Lakers defense. And the Lakers defense. And the Lakers' defense has not taken a beat, has not missed a beat. In fact, it's gotten better with Luka there, which is always the thing that
Depoy
messes with. No, always the
Depoy
thing that
Doncic.
Unlikely. Instead of Luka Doncic, Depoy Doncic, which always the thing that messes with people. Wait a minute, how the Mavs are pretty good defensively with that cone out there, and that really took flight once the drive-by numbers popped up in the finals for the first two games. Turns out they're pretty good defensively. Particularly when they acquired Gafford and made a Lively a bigger part of what they did last year. And P.J. Washington was an acquisition as well. But Jackson Hayes, relevant, can play, starts for the Lakers. He goes from, oh, no, we got to play Jackson Hayes, to, hey, look, Jackson Hayes, not bad. Made Alex Lynn. Alex Lynn came to the Lakers thinking he was going to get minutes. Nah, you're still Alex Lynn. Jackson Hayes will play over you. I don't know how I got there. That was a very Lance thing of me. I don't remember how we got to this point. I think it was about spending or
obliques. Failing physicals.
Oh, yes. Oh, this was your fault.
Mark Williams.
This was your fault, not mine.
I just said that they should have failed a physical. If we knew that his obliques were shot.
Like Mark Williams. And the Lakers did. Yeah. I don't know if his obliques were shot. He just had issues. Christian Walker. And he was scratched from the lineup. Hopefully it's not a major concern, but the whole he missed a month last season is a little bothersome, but they're just saying it's soreness, and we all know we can trust the Astros' initial diagnosis on every player. Feel confident in knowing it's not that big of a deal, right? Okay, the other thing. The Astros made the playoffs. We kind of expect them to make the playoffs again, although we did do that thing where we found out that this is supposed to be the tightest race in, I don't know if it was, which site said it. It was supposed to be one of the tightest races in the history of them measuring these type of races. It was the Astros aren't even the favorite to win the division, but they have about a 33% chance or so, which is right along the lines of what the Mariners and the Rangers have, according to that site. But CBS Sports has teams most likely to miss the playoffs that made the playoffs last year. There are teams that they don't rank because they don't think they're going to miss the playoffs, like the Dodgers and the Yankees and so forth. But as far as teams that they were willing to put in the rankings, the Astros are last place as far as their chances. The Tigers are the most likely. The Astros are the least likely. And they talk about the Hader signing and giving him the deal that they gave him, and the departures of Bregman and Ryan Presley going away, and certainly Kyle Tucker as well. But because of the division not having a clear runaway winner, Astros still on the list, but not the most likely. That honor goes to the Tigers, the team who knocked the Astros out of playoffs in two games. Do they still only have just one pitcher? I could see that being an issue. Schuble, great. He did his thing against the Astros in the first game of what turned out to be only a two game series. But there are a lot of questions about that Tigers team and that run maybe not being very real, and them not doing enough to bolster the team. So the Astros have some question marks about them. We have them here locally, nationally as well. And that just comes from you lose that many guys that people know. You're going to have new names and new faces in Astros uniforms. There are some questions about, is that all going to coalesce? I think, thankfully, the division is one where you can still win it as you try to get things together. So hopefully the Christian Walker thing isn't a long-term injury. He just does have a history of that. We'll come back with one more segment to go before we're done for the day. We're at an hour and 19 with Gilbert on hold. So if we remove the like 20 seconds we had him on the air, that's now right around 2 hours and 30 minutes. That phone line has been taken up by Gilbert. We're going to go to him before we wrap it up just to see, and then we'll hang up on him. Maybe 2.5 hours is enough to be on hold. We'll do that when we come back.
If you miss John and Lance, you missed this.
For those of you who don't know, I was at the Oscars.
Did you know you were sneaking on TV after Raheel told you to get on TV?
I looked down at the monitor. I said, oh, crap.
I'm on TV.
You did, because you could see you looking into the camera. I'm like, he's doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
Another 32-year-old receiver on the market. The Seahawks are releasing Tyler Lockett. If you want a 32-year-old Devontae Adams, he's out there. Now you got another receiver who's accomplished quite a bit in this league who's out there as well. Small player, outplayed his height, very good player for the Seahawks, but as they transition away from some Pete Carroll players, Tyler Lockett is one who will be out the door. DK Metcalf is another one that could be no longer a Seahawk. That would have to come in a trade. Now, for we got to make a choice here. You want to reach out and see how much it'll cost to get DK Metcalf out of Seattle? I'd be fine with that one. Debo, didn't like it. Glad he's a Commander. Don't want Devontae Adams. Tyler Lockett, nah. You want to trade for a physically imposing receiver like DK, who does have some receiver traits that you don't like, but most of them do. It's just how it goes. You have to deal with some of it. Come on.
Yeah,
you want to come play in Houston? Come on.
Team that traded for Diggs last year, all right?
Yeah, they have shown everyone gets a fair start and a new start and a fair chance here. It was one of their lines when they acquired him. When Casario kept calling him Steph, which I had never heard, but apparently that's what people call him. New start. We don't judge people by what they did in another place. So DK, welcome DK Metcalf, if that's something the Texans want to do.
But, I'm not sure if they want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because he's you trade for him and have to re-sign him guy.
Debo did have a contract. And Debo he was an older player where he could have fit the Stephon Diggs mold where we don't have to give you a new deal. We won't. Just play. You just got yourself money.
I'm just cautious of the guys where it's like you'll trade for him and immediately – same thing with Garrett Wilson, where it's like you'll immediately have to pay them more than Nico Collins. And so now you're – paying that much for two receivers.
Yeah, Nico isn't getting less money, but he just did you a favor.
Yeah, when he signed, and then also that he only had 1 year of awesome production when he signed. Because he could have waited until this offseason.
Yeah, he could have really held you over. Was it a barrel?
Over a barrel.
Or rake you over the coals. That's another one people use.
That's a different one.
Yes. To get more money, but he said, no, I'm good. But what I meant by not less money is that sure, he just restructured, but it's not like he's taking less money. He's just making it more palpable for you to make moves this offseason, but he's not giving back money.
That is the funny part about it. Restructured, opened up $9 million in cap space. It's like, oh, so he took a $9 million pickup? No.
They're just getting it to him in like a signing bonus in different ways. No. Yeah, he's getting his money. So when I say did you a favor, I meant in the ways that you now have
team building,
a way to help the team be better, but he will still get his cash. It is part of the dynamic. People don't think of it very much, but yeah, you bring in another receiver who will immediately get paid more than Nico Collins. If you're giving them a new deal, then you're just gonna have to go back to Nico and go, hey, how much to not have this be a problem? Do you need $1 more? Do you need to be like $100,000 more? An extra couple bucks in guaranteed money, whatever it might be. So that is part of the equation. But you know what? I got to give Nico a couple $100,000 more just to say we're paying him more than DK Metcalf. Okay. Let's do it. Give me the 6'4", 27-year-old. Now you have two imposing outside receivers. Deep ball targets, contested catch targets. If we're talking about big-time acquisitions from the wide receiver position, that's the one I would go for. The Bengals are having problems paying their guys, but if you can get two guys of that caliber under contract now, go ahead. Of course, you'd have to think, what position does that affect? What does it keep us from doing? So that's the give and take of it all. If I had my way, my first plan consistently, as I've said, would be go draft yourself a receiver and go pay for a guard. If you were willing to pay Debo Samuel what he was going to make, spend that money on a guard. James Daniels is pretty good. He is coming off a Achilles, so that's a bit of concern. Joe Tooney's now off the board. But go pay. Go pay to protect your quarterback if you can. All right, before we wrap it up, let's try Gilbert before we hang up on him. Gilbert's been on hold about 2.5 hours now. Let's see if he's there. Gilbert?
I got to keep my number. You're thinking about switching providers. Do it. That's why I love you.
So that sounds like a conversation, but not off the TV, right? Switching
providers. It starts saving you half on what you're paying.
Okay. This could get dark and grim. Considering that noise I just made. You know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I don't do that. Because the last time this was done, there was a long, repetitive I need a nurse in here. I didn't want to end on a real sour note, so let's just get rid of it. I heard that groan. I was like, nope, we're done here. I got Daredevil Born Again to watch. I don't want to feel bad watching that. Apparently, it's going to be dark enough. I don't need to go in feeling bad. So, Gilbert, he'll call into the morning show. You may hear from him tomorrow. Okay, we're done for the day. The Paul Gallant Show is up next, followed by the Killer Bees. But since we're done for the day, what does that mean?
We did it!
We did do it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.